Well, for me, it's difficult to explain because it becomes a little bit natural, no? And thank you very much. Yes, it's true that in my career I achieved much more than what I ever dreamed. But at the same time, in the other hand, it's true that I went through tough moments a lot of times in terms of injuries. So, for example, this beginning of the season in Australia, when I had been in a good position to fight for important title for me, I had to go. And then in Acapulco, again, injured and I couldn't play in Indian Wells and Miami and arrived so with some doubt to this Lakers season. So, yeah, of course, you know how difficult is everything, especially after I went to this tough moments, and personally for me is amazing and very emotional. Came back from this almost 5 months without playing a full tournament since Shanghai last year. First event, official event, was in the Davis Cup, but only 2 matches, and then Monte Carlo. So a lot of months with problems, so coming back and have the chance to win in Monte Carlo, Barcelona, Rome, and now especially here is very emotional for me, you know, and it was a very special moment, and received the, you know, that minute or 2 minutes of the crowd supporting, or that feeling in that moment was difficult to describe, but very emotional for me.
Rafa, congratulations. Even if you said about all these difficult moments, you don't seem to have 32 years old. Do you think you? How do you feel your age? I mean, are you worried for the future? You think you're coming back next year and do it again and again and again?
I am 32. That's how I feel it. No. You can't fight against the age, and you can't fight against the the watch, that the watch keep going always. So that's it for me. You know, if you tell me 7-8 years ago that I will be here with 32 years old having this trophy with me again, I will tell you that it's something almost impossible. But here we are, and I am not much worried about the future. I always say the same. Tennis is a very important part of my life, without a doubt, but it's not everything. So I have a lot of other things that makes me happy, and so I am not much worried about the future. No, I am enjoying the moment. For me, today is a very special day, and every day that I spend on tour, enjoying all the experiences that the tennis gave me the possibility to live. I am just trying to keep enjoying, and I'm gonna keep playing until my body resists, and until my happiness still high playing tennis. When that change, will be the time to do another thing, and I am not worried about this.
Rafa, congratulations for your win. With the win of today, you keep number one in the classement. What give you more satisfaction, to be number one or to win a Grand Slam?
Today is all about Roland Garros. I don't think about the rankings at all today. No, then, okay, I will be number one for a while, but that's all. No. What really matters for me is have this trophy again with me. That means a lot. As everybody knows, it's probably for me is the most important tournament of the year. But I always say the same. No, tennis is not only about Grand Slams. There is much more tournaments, a lot of important tournament that for me means a lot. But of course, Roland Garros is always on the calendar and a special date, no? So winning here after having the clay court season that I had is emotional, and that gives me calm and confidence to keep going.
Rafa, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
At Roland Garros this year, I have collected two T-shirts, a Roland Garros towel and a keyring. But apart from the trophy, which you have won for an incredible 11th time, have you had the chance to collect any special gifts, or is it just the special memories that you will treasure?
I am lucky that normally the tournament sends me home the gifts that I want, and I don't have to go and buy it, but I don't have it yet.
And the memories?
Memories are forever, and I have incredible memories of this event, and I don't want to start explaining all the memories that I have because are so long, but since the first time that I came here until today is a love story with this event, not only with the victories, but this is all about the people who is working in the event too. I feel very close to all of them. All the people who take care of the event, all the girls that were working and men here and on the lobby. I feel close, I'm happy, I'm enjoying here, watching them all day. And the same when I'm coming here to play Bercy. I like to see this this great team of human people that make this event very special.
Rafa, congratulations again. 17 Grand Slams overall. Just three behind Roger Federer's 20, and you two have won a lot of Grand Slams in the last couple of years. Does that number an aim for you in the future, and how do you keep going towards that mindset?
Let me enjoy this title. No, I can't. You know, I can't be always thinking of more. Of course, I have ambition. Of course, I have passion for what I'm doing. But I never have been crazy about all this kind of stuff. No, you cannot be frustrated always if somebody have more money than you, if somebody have a bigger house than you, if somebody have more Grand Slams than you. That's you can't live with that feeling. No, you have to do your way. And then you have to be happy with the things that are happening to you, no? Because if you are looking next to you, you can be frustrated thinking that people have more things than you in general terms, no? So I am not this kind of person. I am happy that the other people have things, and I am very satisfied, and I feel very lucky with all the things that happened to me. Of course, I would love to have 20 like Roger in the future, or even more, but being honest, is something that is not in my mind. What is in my mind now is I won a very important title for me. I had one more Grand Slam. 17 is an amazing number. I feel very lucky to all the things that happened to me. I'm enjoying that moment. And that doesn't mean that I will not keep fighting for give me more chances in the future, in the next tournaments, Grand Slams, Masters 1000, 500s, 250s. I play for my happiness, and I know I had already an amazing career, so I just gonna keep fighting for things, and that's it. No one obsession or thinking about this kind of stuff.
Rafa, question about today's match. In the third set, with the problem with your hand, can you just explain a little bit about when you first felt it, what exactly was the problem, and why do you think you were able to then be okay after that moment?
I felt something to my hand, and then the hand, the finger comes, I don't know, was very tight like this. I couldn't move the finger. Then I understand that was a cramping on the finger, but was not a normal cramping, because probably because I had the bandage here that creates pressure that I don't know, probably don't allow to have the right blood circulation. So that's probably why that happened. So I needed to go there to cut it and to understand what's going on, because it was quick. In that moment, and for me it was scary, because I felt that I was not able to move the hand, the finger. I was not under control of my finger. So yeah, I just went to the straight to my chair, because I didn't know even what I did. I just was a scared moment, and I'm just trying to cut my tape, the first thing, and that's it. Then after that, after a couple of minutes, it's true that when I come back, the first serve, that was the second serve, I make the double fall. I still had the same feeling, but after that, the things went better and better, no? And that's it. When I take the bandage out, the things improved.
Rafael, congratulations again. Rafael, Simona, Simona Halep, watch your first games during the semifinals. Do you have something to tell about to tell us about Simona Halep's first Grand Slam win yesterday?
Yeah, it was great. No, she's a great fighter, one of the players on the women tour with better movements on court, no doubt about it. And it's nice that after the final that she lost last year with so many chances, having breaks in the second and in the third, I think, she was able to win a Grand Slam. She deserved it. She's the number one of the world. She's a hard worker, so I'd like to... I like the people who work hard that have success, because I believe that they deserve it. So she's one of them. Happy for her.
Rafa, I know you've only just won here and you don't want to look too far ahead, but can you tell us how you think you will be going into the grass court season and when you think you will first hit on grass?
Difficult to think for me about now, about it now. I had a long and mentally tough clay court season, of course, because I played almost all the matches possible after coming from an injury. So was a demanding 2 months for me. For me, personally, last year I felt that I had a good opportunity to go far on the tournament. I felt myself playing well on grass last year. I lost that match against a very tough opponent on grass, like Jill Muller, but I played great 3 matches before against tough opponents. I lost a match that I could win. I played bad the first 2 sets, but then I think I came back, I fought it. Well, that happened. My preparation, I believe, last year went well. And I, now I have to come back to speak with my team, of course, decide what's better for my body. And that's the main thing always. No, I would love to be playing in as many places as possible, but as you understand, I need to check how I feel in the next couple of days. Of course, it's a drastic change from clay to grass, and I did it in the past when I was much younger, quicker, because I played back to back. But this needs time to check how I feel in a couple of days.